Siman Lamed Beis. Sif Lamed Zayin. So we moved past. I just want to point out, if you look at in this handout that I gave you, they have a nice chart over here explaining the different shitas about what's considered a sosum or what's considered a psucha, stuma and a psucha. So it's all there. Then what's relevant for us for tonight is the Star Sif Lamed Zayin. So the writing is a little bit small. So we apologize for that little tidbit. If you take a look, turn to page 5, so it just gives you some of the pictures. Let's just go through the names over here. So the Mavarta is where the Ritzua goes through. Lashon of Havara passes through. That's why it's called the Mavarta. The main part of the film is called the Ktsitsa. That's where the parshias are in. There is the bottom part which comes to where the Ktsitsa goes into is called the Titura, and the bottom Titura, which closes it off, is called the Titura Tatarna. They do point out that there's with the Shalrosh, there are the Charitzim. The Charitzim, if you look at your some of them, the boxes that we put, the plastic boxes we put around the tefillin, it'll say Lashon that the Prudus Ali Titura. They're open, they're poru, they're separated all the way down to the Titura. Which was supposed to be. So like, wow, ours. It's like our cars have engines. So it means that in the Shalroish there are the Haritzim in between each one of the sections.
Right.
They're supposed to go all the way down until the Tetura, which right. So now,
but they're like, really, when you look at them, they're all connected. I mean, they're four compartments, but they're all touching each other.
We'll see, you know, the halachas of prudus. They should be prudus. What happens?
Prudus would mean that you'd be able to see light through them.
So what happens is many times there are prudus to start with. When you blacken them, the blackening falls in, and you know, and touches the sides, so that's but really they are supposed to be prudos. Let's go through just one in the picture in the bottom and the on that page 5, the two pictures, the bottom picture. So sometimes there's an extra piece which is put in between the top titura and the bottom titura.
Sorry.
No problem. And that extra piece is fine. That's fine to put that in. They show you a picture of it in the top, how they do it. And then you see what it looks like from the outside on the bottom one.
You mean some tefillin have that and some don't?
Correct.
So what's the purpose of it?
The purpose is just to give the height that you need to put. Well, we'll discuss, can you put your parshias in that spot? Can the parshias extend down to that extra piece?
Oh, I see.
All right. So, but let's say, you know, if you start with a thicker piece of leather, and then you'll have to cut away for your mavarta. If you don't start like this, the mavarta pretty much is open. It's just flapping it around. It makes life, quote unquote, life easier. Okay, let's see the sieve. You can keep these.
Thank you.
Or about in Sarach Lias me or behem achayvo if taharim. Oh, so we did the mechaber. We didn't do the mishaburas yet, right? Okay. So hold on a minute, mishaburas. So the first thing we discuss is what type of mishpura it's made out of. It has to be made from a species which is kosher, even though the animal itself is a tray for a nevela. You can make it out of the skin from an animal, from an unborn, from a fetus. Mitzvahs also have to be made from these type of things, and it has to be Ma'ubad Lishmoy. Then the Mechaber ends off with the words Hecha de Efsher. So let's see the Mishaburus of Kupsamach Hey. Or Abatim. So, batim being over here, meaning the session where the parshas are held, also called the ketzitza. But the titura and the mavarta also have to be made from kosher species, etc. So, harim to see, where do you know that it has to be kosher animal? The see, lamantia, teresa shem beficham, and chazal darshan, the gemorin Shabbos, mina mutter in the second parak, mina mutter beficham, also gemorin menachis, mina mutter beficham, mina mutter beficham. Vekim the oish shin, shahu merames al shem shaka, nikmat, beor hatfilin, hu bechal teresa shem. This over there is the Gemara speaks this out. That how do we know it's referring to this? Because the shame of Hashem is in the tefillin. That's part of Taras Hashem, as opposed to just the mitzvah. It's part of the Taras Hashem, and therefore it has to be beficho. Even the shalyad doesn't have a shin on it, but once you learn out that the shalrosh has to be like that, it applies to the tefillin shalyad also. Fine.
Why doesn't the shalyad have a shin on it?
Halacha mashmasina.
So all this is halacha mashmasina. The fact that one side has four legs on the shin, the other one has three.
Correct. Okay, make klav. So it says you can make it out of klav.
I mean, normally if you would have four legs on a shin, it would be puzzle, right? I mean, if you wrote it in tefillin mezuzahs or anything, it would be a puzzle, a shin.
Correct. Okay, so you can make it from klav. Klav, even though it's very thin already, still has a shame of being or, and therefore it would be kosher for tefillin. We talk about making our tefillin, our batim from gasas versus dakos. So the behema gasa, the hide of the animal is much thicker. Behemadaka, it's much thinner. So to get usually by behemadaka, if you're going to get the full shape of your bias, you're going to have to sew the different parts together, which is kosher. You know, you're not going to be able to make the ketzitza and the titura and the mavarta all of that out of one piece necessarily. So you'll sew the pieces together, which is kosher. Also, the issue is when you have dakas, if it ever loses its ribua. So how do you correct that problem? You sand it down. So you sand down all the sides. This way it gets back, it ends up being a square again. So if you have a thicker piece of leather, you have to sand down. You have a thicker piece of leather, you're done. You don't know. So you might be done, right? Depending on, you know. So that's why.
Is the dust like considered shameless when you sand it down? It was a bar mitzvah for a bit of time.
It was a tashmish of kedusha, so it would have a din of shemus in it. Yeah.
You can't combine dakas and gasas to make a bias, right? You can't use both. It's either one or the other.
You theoretically could. Oh. I mean, you know, you could, you know, but I mean, it would be pieces. You could sell them together. Okay. So you can use shliyo. So the kubsam meches, the gam or nikr, or even though it's an unborn animal, and then the mother was shechted, and the child was inside still. So I would think I could have thought possibly that's not called or. But so we see that no, even so, the or of that is considered or. So what's the chiddush over here? The more it talks about a maseches chulin. That it's so thin and it's so soft that it's edible. So Gabi Hilchus Tumas Eichlim, it will have a din of Tumas Eichlim and Makabal Tumas and Eichel. So I would have argued, we could have argued very strongly that therefore it's not considered or. It says, well, the answer is there's a Farish Gemara that talks about or of Oif, that or of Oif has a din of or. But at the same time, or Oif is Makabal Tumas Eichlim. So, I think I mentioned to you once, I saw that the Chavrin's mentioned about a Sefer Torah being written from the ore of a shliel, of a fetus. It's a very, it's considered, it's a heater, it's a very light, it's beautiful, it's very beautiful. It's never been, you know, damaged by the all the pollution out there. Okay. So now this cloth that you're going to make it out of, it has to be black. The Ritzuah Shkar is halachal Moshim Sinai, because the blackening by the Ritzuah, the remorse is going on the Ritzuah. The Ritzuah, the halachal Moshim Sinai have to be black. The batim do not need to be black in halachal Moshim Sinai, just the Ritzuah. So the Ritzuah, the halachal Moshim Sinai, they have to be black. The bias we do black because it's considered a hit or mitzvah to look, you know, to look the same. You know. Theoretically, a person would not blacken them. They'd be kosher.
Recently, they started blackening the other side of the ritzuah, the back side.
What they actually do is nowadays they actually blacken the whole thing.
That's what I mean.
It's soaked all the way through. It's this way, it's always black.
So if it turns over, it looks black. You know what I'm saying? If it actually flips.
Right. So the mile of that is you don't have to keep blackening it because it's soaked all the way through. So even the first layer wears off a little bit, the next layer is also black.
Black.
Now needs mobile lishmoy hechad the efsher. So now the mishmeres point out even how you rack the ritzuas. Let's say when you're ma'abed the ore, you had in mind to use this ore for ritzuas. That was the lishmoy that you had. That was the intent that you had. The halacha is lomahani labatim the kedushas and chamura. Or ritzuas, the ibud for ritzuas will not work for ibud for the batim. Hechad Efsher. Now, why only Hechad Efsher? You need Ibud Lishma. So, what's that about? The Rambam holds that it's not necessary. But it's better when it's not Nisabit. Even if it's not Mubit at all, it will still be Kosher. Obviously would not need Ibud Lishma. So I my knowledge of the tanning process is zero or close to it. So Ibud does a few things. One thing, Ibud makes it more supple. But I think the main reason why we do Ibud is that to preserve it, because if you don't do Ibud and remove all of the liquids which are there, eventually it starts to deteriorate. So I'm not sure, you know, the Rambam is saying it's kosher. I don't know whether this would be the greatest idea. But it also, in that sense, the Rambam says, with regards to the strength, the thickness of it, and the hardness of it, it's better without being Ibud. So I don't after that, I don't know too much. So the other person disagreed and said it needs Ibud, and once it needs Ibud, it has to be Lishma. When it's possible, you need it. If you can't find any leather to make into batim, which is lishma, mutter lishma chal dibrei Rambam min lispatam mitzvah. It's better to rely on the Rambam rather than not put on tefillin. Now, ukeshiyim sachar kach meora hamaubil lishma. Once you find better batim, which are meubil lishma, which according to the kasha, they're according to everybody else. At that point in time, what will you do? Yignos batim elu biyasim meora hamaubil lishma. You will take the parshias out of the batim which they're in, put them into the new one, which is Mubad Lishma, and then you will put the other one into Sheamus. What about right? In other words, can we rely on the Rama meanwhile to the extent of saying a bracha or not? That's a machlokes, and he seems to say that the Meister, you could make a bracha and rely on that. Okay, so that's Sif Lamed Zayin.
Bracha on what?
On the tefillin, yeah.
On tefillin, the leather of the batim wasn't Ubud L'Shem.
Shem the batim.
I mean, it wasn't Ubud L'Shem the batim.
That's what he said. Sif lamed ches. The yasa arabatim meor echod l'shorosh.
What was the mubad l'shem?
So you make it from an or echod. It's preferred to make out of an or echod for the shorosh. Ubayis echod the shoyad. So the bias, the shoyad, it's obviously one piece. The chiddush over here about the shorosh is it should be from one piece also. And that, Dr. Mishra Berur, Kufayin Beis, Me'or Echad, V'chatichos Or HaTfurim Yachad, let's say you have a piece which is sewn together, Metzad and Nambagan, Rom L'chashuv M'kar Echad, he holds that that's good enough. So being sewn together is good enough, but can cut the Shubh 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 There's already a Rosaruah which says even the Vukas Bedevik, which is a lesser level of Chibur, is also good enough to be Mekayim Lochab Orecha. Now it's one piece. How? You glued it together. So he's even.
That's Salaf Chayyadim.
Yeah. So see, he's more Mekel. Can you pass it out to a minute? But we're not saying to rely on the Chayyadim, to that Devik is enough.
That's Salaf of Zion.
Yeah. Now, the best thing to do is mamish one or. Some say that this is not kosher, as suggested, that it's attached. So therefore, it rather should be one piece. And therefore, that's definitely so. In the older days, it was much to get a real ribua out of one piece was very hard.
In the technology
which we had, so like, you know, you could take one piece and shape it. You're shaping like four different pieces, each one like its own piece, then bending them together, and then meanwhile having that attached to the tatura, etc. was like a lot of steps to get everything, you know, the right shape. So it was they would do tefira. Nowadays, it's much more common. It's much easier to do orechod, and orechod is much more ubiquitous than it used to be. Like nowadays, you know, a person tell me he has tefura, so like. Where'd you buy a pair of tefura? You know, if you walk into a swarm, you know, into the Jewish bookstore, not, you know, Abe Jewish bookstore, you know, not Abe's, a Jewish, a Jewish bookstore in city X, and you ask for the cheapest pair of tefillin that he has, you know, that you buy for $300, you're getting tefuros, you know, but. You go to a standard Swartim store or a Cypher, etc. You're not getting tefuras anymore. It doesn't happen.
It's still not easy, I understand, to make them.
No.
Because I think when and all the work that you do, and at the very end, if it develops a little hole, then a lot of work just is down the drain. As they're stretching it, and you know, it's leather. It's so it's very possible that at the end of the day, that a little hole develops, and then it's all
now
off or not.
So the next step now is prudos. Okay, so now we're saying that it shouldn't be midubakas. They shouldn't be midubakas. So to require prudos, it means on the shalroish, there's four separate compartments. So we need that the each piece should be totally standing by itself. Okay. But the four batim and the shorosh should not be glued together. Not the way the serpent maker they glue it together. That's wrong. And what they do is Rashlamal Oisim Simonim Kimoy Chritz Ba'alma, and then on top, you know. So my batim, I bought them white. You know, I got them before they were blackened, and they were clearly prudish all the way. And they're not perfect. The total thing is square, but they get each one exactly like, you know, looking as a rectangle. Not being a little, it's extremely hard. It's very expensive to get that.
So my prudish.
If you look at the top of my batim, I should bring them in. So it's a square, but this one goes like this. This one goes like that. But that's exactly what you want it to look like. The one which are a perfect straight line, like really? What happens a lot of times is the surfer just, you know, covers the guy makes it, just covers it over with this little blacking, and he makes three indentations in it, and they're straight lines because you can make a straight line wherever you want. But it's not real. That's what the Chayyim was saying. That's what he used to do. So it wasn't really the marking of where the actual separation between the batim were, and that's not. He says, when I'm not sure that that's kosher, when they would do that. You follow what I'm saying? What describing? Yeah.
So they were really proofs below, but the lines are not really demarcating the where they were.
Right. So really what's below was not perfect. It wasn't, you know, perfectly straight because that's like almost, you know,
impossible to do.
I mean, if you want to get that, you're paying a very large sum of money for your batim. So they would just beg each one to put together. Now the second issue is the other reason why they're motivated to do this is because if you don't glue them together, eventually they start to separate. So you want them to be now. Nowadays it's less of a problem. The machinery that they use nowadays really, you know, can set it in place much better. But so the need for the gluing is, but they would glue it, and they said, "Okay, well, we'll make the marking on top." Yimonoshev. What's his argument? We said before that gluing together makes into one or great. So now it's not prudus anymore. So it becomes one bias with four sections inside. That's not what it is. It's four separate batim. So we'll say no, that they don't connect together. And therefore it's considered four batim, with even though they're glued together, they're independent. The dibuk can if dummy, even though they're glued together, it's like you're separate. In Kana, tefillin and gufayim nasim ishtei orvis upsulim, because they would make tefillin out of separate pieces. So then you're in big trouble. They said like this. According to his Mo'man of Shach, you could argue a person who makes out of Orechot, we don't have a Mo'man of Shach. His Mo'man of Shach is like this. Either you tell me that Davik works and makes it to one piece, so then it's Orechot. If it doesn't work, you don't have Tefillin, because you're missing other parts of the Tefillin.
I'm sorry, explain that again.
It was very hard. Even nowadays, it's, you know, but it was very hard to make all the different sections of the tefillin out of one or. Mm-hmm. So that they would make a separate section, and they would sew it together or glue it together. So the Chayyim was saying, listen, if you tell me it's separate pieces, and gluing together doesn't work, so you don't have tefillin. You have four different pieces not connected. Mm-hmm. So no, it's considered one. Okay, so now it's considered one. Now I take my four sections of my Rosh and glue them together. It's only one, not four. And it has to be four separate sections. So Mamashach,
I understand, but they're still four separate.
No, because if you tell me that if they're glued together, this becomes one bias. And the din is, Shayat is one bias, and the Shalash is four batim.
One bias or one? I thought what he means is it's like Orechad, not that it's one bias. I mean,
Orechad is fine. Well, I don't know what's Orechad.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, is that he considers it like Orechad, as if it were Orechad.
We say Ayyari Dibuk is considered one piece, so then you only have one bias with four sections inside. That's not what the mitzvah is. Mitzvah is to have four batim.
So how could he have a Havamina that it works at all? I don't understand.
No, because we could argue that the glue doesn't take away the each section is separate. The fact you glue it together, the next one doesn't do anything. Fine, I don't have a problem with that. Saying that gluing doesn't is that we could argue glue does not change its status. Fine, but then but the Chayyim says the way we make tefillin, so you don't, your tatur is not attached to your bias then, and your mavarta is not attached, so you don't have tefillin. You know, the tefillin requires all these different parts. So Mamanashuk, he's saying, if glue works, and if it's called tefillin, then you don't have you only have one bias. If glue doesn't work and you have four batim, you don't have tefillin. So that's now. Tur is the bottom section where the bias sits in. Now, comes along, he says, but according to this argument, if you start with Or Echad, so if the whole tefillin, the ksitza and the titura and the mavarta and the titura tatan is all one piece, so okay, so forget about the glue. I don't need glue to make it into one. And now I say, okay, I want to glue this part together to hold it together. Okay, so it's four batim glued together. Maybe that should be okay. He says, it's still better that should not be true. So this is why we talk about you when you buy your tefillin. It says on the container that they're prudus. That's what the argument of prudus is, that it should be prudus. And when it says prudus, we should prudus on the titura. Now the Mishnah Berurah later on is going to talk about this problem of the fact that the chritz should buy a circle should get out of tefer. The chritz has to go all the way down to the titura.
Where are you reading?
It's if mem, the chritz has to be visible. So Mishnah Berurah will talk about the idea of using, we'll talk about this issue of putting a little bit of glue in just to hold it that it shouldn't separate. It says if you put the glue at the bottom, the top part is separate. All right, so that's okay. This way, you know, so you put it lower down, and the top part is still clearly separated. That's good enough. Okay.
What's
that?
This last thing you said.
Okay. Even if the four bat then will start to separate. If they're separate, some of them will start spreading out a little bit. Then they have to be a perfect square. They have to be ribua. So they start spreading. You don't have ribua anymore. So if you want to glue them together down below, you know, in the lower part of where they connect, touch, that's okay. Okay. Sif lamites tefillin bein shel rosh bein shel yad halacha l'mashmi sinai shiyum merubo. So they have to be square. B'tifron u'bal alach sona. Okay. So there's two things which have to be square. Is that the place which is sewn has to be square to the section where you sew around the tefillin and down on the bottom, which sews together the upper titura and the lower titura, that has to be a perfect square. And tefillin have to be a square ubalach sona. Now, it doesn't mean the lach means the diagonal. The diagonal is not square. It means that it has to be a perfect square to the point that the diagonal will function like the diagonal of a square. The hainu shiur ribuan mechuvan orchoy kerochboy. It can't be a rectangle, so which has four right angles. Rectangle has four right angles, in that sense it's squared, but that's not enough. It has to be a perfect. The length and the width are the same, and the way you tell that kadesh shiulehem oisa alachsin, it will get the property of the diagonal which a square has, which is your Pythagorean theorem. Shema Chazal kol amser b'ribua amser shechum shebalach sona. So, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So, if you do your simple the simple calculation, let's say it's 1 inch by 1 inch, so. So the alachsin is going to be the square root of 2. Right, the square root of 2 is 1.415. So Chazal dealt with that as 1.4, which is, so if the...
It's 1.5.
So Chazal darshaned it as...
1.4. What? 1/2 1.4.
That's what I said.
Yes, it is. Wait.
Right, so if the amma is beribu, it's an amma by an amma, it'll be an amma and two fifths across the lachsan, 1.4. So they drop the 0.015. So you want that level of squareness, and that's how Chazal always calculate that number. So that's when they say the ribu should be by lachsan. It means that type of square which will create that type of little lachsan. I don't really have any. No, there's not many pictures for that. Okay. But Sarak Lorbeya Mokham Meshavah. So what has to be square? So the kitzitza has to be square, and the titura has to be square also. So the place where what it sits into, which is the titura, so both the titura has to be square, and all four sides, and the kitzitza also has to be square.
So the kitzitza is...
Tita is the high part. Hagoa, well, al goyva habatim ein lahak binim yirsu mirachman ruarchan. It doesn't have to be a perfect cube. It doesn't have to be the length, width, and the height are the same. The height can be taller than the length of the width, or shorter than the length and the width. The length and the width have to be the same. So you could technically make your bias, it goes like this, and it's like way high. You know, now that'll be kosher. Is that the machaber? Asor merubos. V'achas man niskalkol ribun. I think I mentioned to you when we learned the issue about where to place the tefillin on the biceps, that one of the solutions was to make smaller batim. Smaller batim will be able to be placed on the lower half of the biceps, on the muscle part, which is, you know, the problem with that is that the ksav which we normally use would not fit into the batim. So the solution was to make taller batim. So the length and the width is smaller, but the height is higher. The other option is to have specially written parshiyos, which are more expensive. So so that's what they did. When you made them, they were square, but later on it lost its squaring. So some say that you have to go and redo it. Now the Mishnah Berurah said nobody argues on this. Now your goal also is to make in the shalrosh, it's four separate sections, each one should be the same size. All four sections should be the same size. So that's your goal on the shalrosh, to try and do that, which is again to make it perfect. You're not going to make it perfect, you make it as close as possible. What time do we have?
Well, the only difference could be in those four is the thickness, right?
Lengths of all four sides of all four sections.
The length would be the same. Right, the width is the problem. Yeah, the width is the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's make a dent in one or two Mishnah Berurahs. Kufan Gimel, Shim Rubos, Vim Lo Asa Merubos, Ma'akir B'di Yevet. The Din Ribua is Ma'akir B'di Yevet. You should wear them without. It's not a total waste of time. So why isn't it? Is Shatter Sashita would hold his kasher b'diavad? No, nobody holds his kasher b'diavad. The pshat is, at least it's like a zecher l'tfilin. You have such a concept. Later on, when you get all the tefillin, you have to put them on. Now, how perfect does it have to be considered square? So that's.
Well, you know, I mean,
we assume in Allah it has to. What's ma'akim is it should be nickel, appear to the eye as being square. So even if you measure it, and one is 2.1 and one is 2.05, you know, that's not going
to
be. You know,
does not have to meet NIST standards.
Right, so we're not worried about that. But as long as it appears to the eye as being square maker, then that's considered kosher. Nowadays, of course, when you can make them measured, that's a lot of people. Which we do, they have calipers and they make them as square as possible. Okay, let's hold it here.